Dickie brought in something here. This is the 1970 Toys for Tots lineup. And, of course, if you remember, if you took a toy to a certain location or at the door, you got to see a show for free.
Mighty good show.
Yes,
I'm not
sir.
Getting much in my head here, by the way. You have me cued
well,
in or something
else?
Well, I never had much in there.
Let's see what this okay.
Now I can hear you.
Right. Can you hear it now?
Yeah. Okay. I heard you across the hall there.
Okay. All right. Let's see. This is from 1970. Now, they had a right stage and a left stage and sometimes a middle stage, mm-hmm. but these are right and left. These are the people on the stage at the time. At 11:30, when it got underway, the Fanatics were on stage.
And Ray for the Fanatics.
On the right stage. Stage with CTW, Carl German Wigglesworth emceeing. At noon, Wayne Young and Common Ground.
Wayne Young got me a job about 2 years ago.
Did he now?
Yeah, a little gig someplace.
All
there.
Right. Dick Braun, MC, on the left stage.
Who did I introduce?
Wayne Young and Common Ground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. At 12:20 was Ron Dante.
That's our artist? He's our artist?
Ron Dante was the artist. Mm-hmm. Who was Ron Dante? Okay.
That's good. That's, I'm glad you're here.
Jim Rivers introducing that. 12:50, S-A-G-E, Sage.
Sage, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, Gary Edwards and Sage.
Right. That's right. Okay, mm-hmm. Gary Edwards, Keith Adams. At 1:15, the Gentries. Jack Crawford brought them on. At 2:10, Joe London brought on the Damnation of Adam Blessing.
Joe London's about 6 feet nine, I think.
Yeah. Damnation of it. They had out a hit, I believe. Okay, 2:45, a hit. 2:45, Brothers Pride with
that's
Lee
the,
Gray.
That's the one I was trying to think of the compliment. Who was in the Brothers Pride? Who were the brothers? Mm-hmm. And who was the Elysian Field Group?
3:15, Mark Lindsay, Paul Revere, and the Raiders. Jim Rivers brought them on. At 4:15, on the left stage, Carl Strandell. Remember Carl? Andy Kim. Remember Andy
mm-hmm.
Kim? Okay, at 5:15, no, at 4:45, Arthur Conley, Sweet Soul Music, and Lee Gray brought them on. At 5:15, the Exiles closed it out. At 5:40, everybody went home.
And was that what kind of Exiles were there? Was that Jimmy Stokely, or who had the Exile?
Stokely?
There was a group called Exile.
Yeah, Stokely.
Yeah, but not the Exiles. Was that a different group?
No, that was the original group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from up Lexington, Richmond. Well,
now, Bill Bailey wasn't on this lineup here, is that it?
No.
Okay.
Bailey was not on that.
Because there was a time there we had one of these Toys for Tots show, and I was supposed to introduce Joe South, and Bailey was the man who introduced the one jock could finish up and introduce the next guy. And Bailey gave me this flowery introduction. Must have been one of my first... maybe the first Toys for Tots show that I participated in. And Bailey got up there in his raspy voice and entered. Here's a young man, this most glib individual you'll ever meet. And as it turned out, I was a Ralph Cramden when the microphone was up. I had no idea what I was doing. Very glib at the time. Joe South didn't help, as I recall, too. I think he tuned up for about 45 minutes when he was supposed to be on the show playing at the time.
Joe South, he had a line on a song called Redneck. Do you remember Redneck?
No, I don't.
That was the flip side of games people play.
Oh, I just heard games the other day.
And one of the lines that Redneck never will forget, I love that song, is, "Hey, Redneck, going down to the ghetto. Dollars worth of gas to heckle and harass all the hippies and the weirdos."
You know how to handle those rhymes very well, too.
Thank you.
He doesn't stop on the rhyme line.
Oh, boy. Pete Boyce and Dickie Braun and Alan Bryan and Tad Murray, Bo Brady here on the reunion. KLO's reunion going to midnight tonight and perhaps even longer. We'll be talking to some people throughout the afternoon, and let's see if we can go to the phone right now.
Yeah, go to the telephone?
No, speak,
okay,
please.
I was just going to slide out the door here in a couple of minutes, but I wanted to get in one little Bailey note that I remember from times. I think it was 1970 in my collection of goodies. I have a Miss Pleasure Ridge Park beauty pageant, or pageant anyway, mm-hmm. not necessarily beauty, the talent and other things there too, but my name is on there as a judge, along with Ray Shelton and Rich Hull. And Rich Hull was at Wave, I think. I don't know what his capacity was over there anyway. But anyway, I think that was my second year. But the first time, Bill Bailey came to me one year when I got to WKLO, and he said, asked me if I would go to Pleasure Ridge Park and be a judge at the talent show. And I said, all right. He wasn't going to be able to make it that night. It was a nighttime event. So I did that, and the next day, Bailey reached in his pocket and gave me $75 cash. $75, which was pretty good money. And so the following year, Pleasure Ridge Park High called me and asked me if I would be a judge again.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah. And I went down there, and it was rather interesting because after all the judging and all the applause and all the parents saying, why didn't you vote for my girl, or something like that, you know. After it was all over, I waited around, and I would wait for somebody, and I would look at the teachers and the organizing lady, and nobody would come with the money. There wasn't any money.
Oh.
It was, apparently it was a Bailey favor to me, you know. Just to, he paid me to go there instead of him, but there was a purely voluntary thing on his behalf.
Well, you know, I think you agree with me. You go out and sell, in most instances throughout the year, you go out and sell the radio station and a personality, a jock to appear. Mm-hmm. Well, part of the justification for the money you get is all the times you talk about it on the radio, right?
Yeah.
You know, sure, because it's a lot, you know, hi, I'm going to be at so-and-so. And you say that over and over and over, and that's extra so-called free advertising. Mm-hmm. I remember I did a gig out at a nightclub in Meade County while I was at AMC and got up and did my gig and, you know, introduced the band 20,000 times and said hi and all that. And I remember this old boy who was one of the owners of the club when he left and had to pay me. He says, is that all he does for his damn money? You know. Is that all to do for me? You know, this is what I do for a living, son. But, that was, getting money. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
That's
the way it was. You're talking about the money. I was at a dance with Carl Truman Wigglesworth one night and doing engineering with him. And after the show, the gal came up and wanted to know how the check should be made out. And he said, Carl Truman Wigglesworth. And she says, no, I mean your real name so I can make out the check for you. And he said, Carl Truman Wigglesworth. She did not want to believe that was his real name.
Yeah, that's great. Lee Gray, that was always Lee. Hi, Mama. Lee Gray. Boogie Woogie. Royce Darling.
Royce Darling. He's
always
one of
the... Royce Lee Darling. Oh, thanks to Mike Giedig and Chris, his son. They brought us by some peanuts. And
we got those, and the ranch burgers came through. Did you bring those, Pete?
Pete Ross and Ranchburg.
Very good.
They absolutely love it.
I'm having pork chops. Otherwise, I would have joined in the Ranchburger. Pork chop waiting for me at home.
Dickie, if you're going to slide out, man, I want to thank you for coming by today.
Yeah, we had a good time here. Thanks for bringing back some interesting memories and telling me where I was between 68 and 71.
Listen, I quit that stuff last year, too. I had to remember, you know, God, where'd all those years go? Oh, Lord, now I know where they went. Straight down a can. And good to see you again, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Tell Coyote and all the boys over at Wham's they had.
Yes, sir.
And when you get a chance, play me some Conway Twitty. Right on. This is Tad Murray, Bo Brady. It is about 1:40, coming up on 1:40 on the Saturday afternoon, the KLO reunion, the 1080 reunion, because in a couple of days, this frequency is going religious. And for the first time in a long, long time, contemporary music will not be on this frequency. Let's take another call here for just a second and see if we can punch somebody up on the line. This KLO, who's this? Typical wacky listener there. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's something I didn't want to do. We're going to queue up a couple more tapes, and I wanted to throw this record in while we're doing this. Right before I came to Louisville Radio, I was at WSAC in Fort Knox. I believe most everybody at one time or another has worked at Fort Knox, that station out there. And one afternoon, this big old boy sort of lumbers in. He says, you Tad Murray? I said, yes, I am. He said, you program director? I sure am. He says, I got a new record here I want you to listen to. He said, I think it's pretty good. And I listened to it, and I went, yeah, it'd be a funny little record. I think it's all right. I might play it a time or two. And I didn't think anything about it until, it was a number one song for 6 weeks.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. by Omaha.
One of those records you were, program directors were wrong about every now and then. Charlie Daniels Band, that's an easy rider on 1080 KLO on a Saturday afternoon as we have the last waltz, the reunion. Sort of brings a tear to you. I done it. On the telephone with this guy that worked here. Hello, Bob. How you doing, buddy? Yeah, let's see. Let's get Bob in here. Hi, Bob. Yeah. Is that better now?
Yeah, that sounds a lot better.
Yeah. Bob Schlink, right?
Right.
What'd you do at KLO, Bob?
Well, I furnished the hi-fi equipment when we went around to the hi-fi clubs.
Okay.
Mitch had talked to him. It was about 1965, and they had some old cheap equipment, so we went out and built some huge speaker boxes, and we went around with Mitch Michael and Bill Bailey and loaded it up in the rear end of the vehicles and took off.
Oh, no.
And then, of course, Bill Clark, the engineer back there, and he fixed up a control box so we could put it over the air.
Yeah, you said you talked to Bruce Clark earlier?
Oh, about 10, 15 minutes ago.
Oh, that's great. I hope he calls in.
He's listening.
Yeah, do you get to talk to him much?
No, I hadn't talked to him in the last several years.
Oh, I was just wondering how he's enjoyed kicking back and...
I think he's enjoying it. He just got back, I believe, off of vacation.
How nice.
Don't ask me where he went, because he didn't say.
People retire, and then they take vacations, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Figures. What have you been up to lately?
Oh, I've been doing my own engineering. Just finally got my first patents in, and is getting ready to put a electronic ballast on the market.
Oh, that's great. You going to make any money at it?
I hope so. Right now, I've spent everything on it.
What comes back, these are generic questions, but there's so many people involved in this this weekend. Out of all your days, all your time at KLO, what comes back to you? What slaps you in the face? What do you remember?
Well, I remember one time going up through Indiana, and Bill Bailey was driving.
All right, we got a story coming here.
And Mitch Michael, or Terrell Matheny, was riding shotgun, mm-hmm. and we hit a road, and it was like a roller coaster. And, of course, before that, I think Bill stopped off, and it was kind of cold out and refreshed himself with some antifreeze. And I'm telling you what, Mitch Michael almost lost it in the car. I mean, up and down these hills, we almost lost all of our speakers all over the highway. I like to die, and I was sitting in the back seat. That was pretty funny.
I can imagine. You know, I talked to Bailey a couple times, as a few other folks did down here. Wasn't interested in doing it. Wasn't interested in being with us this weekend. Probably, he said he was moving to Lexington.
He might be. Last time I talked to Bill Bailey was about 2 months ago downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been in contact with Mitch Michael, and Mitch was doing well. And when he brought up about his name, Terrell Matheny, Mitch didn't like that too much. he gave him a lecture on it.
Some people don't. That's great. Bob, good hearing from you, man.
Okay, but I thought I'd call in because there were some good old days back then.
Oh, there sure were.
And I was there. I remember the time.
Yeah.
When Bill Bailey was next door and they had those models in the window. I'll never forget that.
Oh, you remember that day?
I remember when he went in there.
Yeah. Well, I've seen, I remember seeing Bailey model at the window at Kev's, too. And that's right out on the sidewalk. Oh, boy. Bob, thanks for calling, partner.
Okay, thank you.
You take care, now. Good luck with your project.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, boy.
Bye-bye.
Bo Brady, Tad Murray here, and Dickie Broad leaving. Dick, take care of yourself, buddy. And we're going to have some more people calling in and talking throughout the afternoon, up until midnight tonight, maybe even longer. We'll see how it goes. This is just like a crusade for children. We'll stay here as long as we can. Here's something that I want to play because I haven't heard this since it happened. This is back about 1977 when Rusty Rogers, I think, threw a pie in my face while I was on the air. And I just wanted to see if I, on the radio then, sounded as bad as I thought it did.
I interrupt this record to bring you a special message. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Bo, happy birthday to you. May you live 100 years, may you drink 100 beers, get plastered, you disc jockey. Happy birthday to you. Now we resume our regular program.
WKLO with Bob, that's knowing me, knowing you, and this is Bo Brady at 3:48 on a nice afternoon. Tonight's low about 57, tomorrow back.
How old are you, Bo?
How old am I?
Uh-huh.
See if I can put it in centigrade. I'm 29 today, 29 years old.
Uh-huh, sure.
29 years old.
Uh-huh.
How old are you, Lee?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You start looking good.
Hey, listen, we got a little contest going here at KLO. Lee Gray and myself are out to prove who's the number one disc jockey at number one KLO. Lee sits around, he's a morning disc jockey, and he sits around and he talks, and I play rock.
We're not trying to prove who's number one. We're trying to see if there's anybody that will go in there with your name.
You're funny. Well, anyway, it's Lee sits around in the morning, and, he gets you up and all this, and he sits back and he talks most of the time, and then I play rock and roll for you. So
not
you
only
know,
that, I get you up in a good mood.
Good mood in the afternoon, and I bring you down and play your rock and roll. But thanks, Lee, you're a real
And
help.
Anybody who goes in and registers with your name will not win.
Schmidt Furniture on a furniture corner.
I'm the one that's going to make the drawing for those $300 Wilson golf clubs and lazy boys.
Yeah, really? Okay. Now, here's if you're wondering what we're talking
Better
about.
Better register under the name of Lee Gray if you want a chance to win.
Schmidt Furniture in New Albany. The furniture corner is going to help us out in this little contest. You see, Schmidt's entire sales staff divided into two teams, the Bo Brady team.
Just wash your hands. I'm washing the windows.
And the Lee Gray team. And what you do, they're offering Schmidt anniversary sale prices on Lazy Boy recliners and rocker recliners and all the great Lazy Boys just in time for Dad's Day. Now, here's what you do. You ask to see somebody on the Bo Brady team. If you want to, you can ask to see somebody on the Lee Gray team,
Only way to win.
And you can register to win one of two great Lazy Boy recliners or a complete set of Wilson golf clubs to be given away by K.L.O. and Schmidt on Monday, June 13th. And if you win, if I win this thing and you win one of the golf clubs or the Lazy Boy recliners, I'll bring them over to your house and cook dinner for you.
If you win the golf clubs, I'll carry your balls around for you.
You can't pass up a deal like that. There's no purchase necessary.
Yes. Lee Gray and myself, Bo Brady, going back and forth years ago. Oh, my goodness. Lee was, I sit here and say some things about Lee. Lee, credit where credit due. Lee was a good disc jockey. Real fine voice. Wonderful voice. And more than a good disc jockey. Great disc jockey. We're going to get back to the telephones here for a second and just see if you want to say something about KLO or the bad old days. What you remember, what you're doing now at 589-4801. And let's take a call right now.
Hi, thanks for calling 99.7 WDJX. The offices are now closed. Our regular business hours are 8:30 a.m. till 5:30.
Well, let's catch the DJX line. Yes, indeed. You see how those things go. We'll get the phone straightened out and give us a call, 589-4801. Here's another song. When I was listening to KLO as a younger man, as a kid, when this came, I said, my goodness, that's a country song. But it turned out to be a hit on 1080. It's Billy Swan, and I can help y'all. Tad Murray here, Bo Brady, Bob Klein back in the studio right
from the
now.
WKLO treasure chest.
That's the way we used to do it, a big echo. Here we go.
Traffic edition, red.
Red, 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 red. Talking into a 5-gallon jug, empty jug of water. That's good.
Well, Alan knows more about how they did that. Of course, it was an echo chamber. Pete, I imagine, hooked it up. But it used to sound like you were talking into a vacuum cleaner or something. Really interesting.
Let me go to the phones and see if we got some people on from KLO, and we'll know if it's either KLO or DJX, because if it's DJX, you're going to be asking to hear white women on dope in a bottle, you know what I'm saying?
Would you play?
It's KLO. Who's this?
I'm calling from Shelby County, and I used to work at WKLO.
You used to work at KLO? Who's this?
Yeah. I worked there in the early 50s.
Well, for heaven's sake, who is this?
The name is Thomas, but I was not a Thomas when I was there. It was before I was married.
What was your name when you were working there?
Emily Nichols.
Well, hello, Emily. What did you do at KLO?
I was in reception, and then I was in continuity.
You were one of the deceptionists down there. Oh, no. That's great.
Yeah, I was behind the scenes.
Who did, when you were working down there, who were some of the people you worked with?
Okay, I can tell you. The management was Joe Eaton and Russell Perky.
Joe Eaton was a manager?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Russell Perky was program director, I think.
Okay.
And then Mary Lou Moore was my boss in continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Foster Brooks was on the air.
Foster.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, Loretta, was in the music department.
That's where Foster developed his act back during those days, wasn't it?
That's right, and he did most of it right there in the in WKLO.
Yeah, that's right.
Behind the scenes.
Yes, indeed. He worked on it from what I hear. Well, that's great, huh? What are you doing nowadays since you've grown up?
Oh, I'm a volunteer and a homemaker.
Volunteer and a home. Well, that's a switch from those days, isn't it?
Right.
That's right. What's the biggest thing you remember? The one thing you remember about those days? Got a story
people.
For us?
Ah, the people. They were great.
Yeah. You got any sordid stories for us?
Or? Oh, goodness, no.
No?
But I knew Jack Benn, Dick Sweeney, Ed Farron,
mm-hmm.
Gene Close, Jimmy Osborne.
Oh, yeah.
The big star.
Sure.
In those days. Jack Everman.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody remember him?
I don't. Maybe Pete does. Jack Everman? No, Pete's at a loss for that.
He went to Florida.
Okay.
He's one who used to walk around on the desktop.
Well, we've had a few of those even up in modern times, dear.
Right.
Yes. Well, that's great. Well, good hearing from you.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate getting the show on my radio today, and I'm sorry I missed last night.
Oh, we've been doing it since 6 o'clock yesterday morning, and trying to get the word out. Of course, Tom Dorsey wrote a nice column in the newspaper. 32 and 41 are in here, and did some film yesterday. And we just hope a lot of people enjoy it.
Well, it's a lot of fun to hear some of the old names. I knew Roberta Bunnell, too, one of the ones that was mentioned earlier.
Yeah, well, you realize, you know, there's so many people through the years. I mean, so many people have gone through 1080.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, literally billions of people. And to name them all.
That's one thing about radio. There's a lot of turnover.
Sure. And young people, kids come up and say, boy, I'd like to get into radio, and I try to dissuade them. You know, to an extent, because there is, it takes you a while to get to a point that, what am I looking for, security?
Right.
You know, there are some places you can find the security, and look at me, I'm 43, and I'm out of a job right now. And it's not the most secure thing on the face of the earth.
No,
if you do get to the point, spend some years at it, you'd make good money and a good living, but that's a chance you take, you know.
Right.
Ah, yes, we're waxing away, aren't we?
Well, it's really good to hear about it, and I'm sorry it's going off as WKLO, so I know that was, you know, that name had been gone for a while.
Oh, yeah. And, well, it's the only thing permanent is change.
Right.
That's right. Thanks for calling in, huh?
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, take care up in Shelby County.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's try another phone here. It's KLO. Who's this?
Hi, this is Karen Hightower.
Well, hi, Karen.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. What did you have to do with 1080?
Oh, I just wanted to call and say that when I was 13, my girlfriend and I were crazy about Donny Osmond and Chuck Brady and Big Brother Love.
Oh.
And we used to ride our bicycles up there and paste ourselves to the window with our transistor radios. And I was just thinking how patient they must have been to look at us all the time.
Oh, that's great.
20 years have passed, and I don't like Donny Osmond anymore, but I still like Big Brother Love.
I walked down the hall this morning, and, out of the corner of my eye, you know, the shadow moved across the building, and I went, Bill's here!
Yeah, Big Bill loves him.
Yeah! And good to see him again. Of course, he's going to be around a little bit later on, but anyway, when you rode your bikes downtown, where were you living then? How far did you have to ride?
We lived in the Portland area.
Oh, that's not far.
Well, when you're 13 years old, you're not supposed to go very far.
Well,
we didn't tell our mothers.
That's a trip. Yeah. Okay. All right. Snot-nosed Brett.
Now well, we were, and we'd bring our transistor radios, and especially in the summer when school was out, we would stand there for hours in front of this window.
Uh-huh.
And they would come out and talk to us. We were happy children.
Now, what are you doing now that you grew up?
Well, I don't ride a bike downtown anymore.
That's good. That's great. Well, that's something. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Well, you're welcome, and I really enjoyed the program.
Well, we're trying to. You know, this is one of these things. There's no format here today. We're just piecing it together and seeing what happens.
Well, it sounds good.
Well, thanks, dear. You still down in the Portland area?
No. I live out by Churchill Downs.
Oh, okay.
And I just had my first baby and was born on Derby Day of all days.
Oh, no. Well, let's see. If you were 13 or 14, that's been 20 years ago. You're in your mid-30s now.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Well, congratulations on your kid.
Thank you.
Glad you finally grew up.
Yeah, me too.
Glad you like KLO.
Well, thank you.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, this is KLO, the 1080 reunion. Tad Murray, Bo Brady here. I say Tad Murray because most of the places I worked, I use my real name, AMZ and the KSO in Des Moines. I worked for the people that own WDJX now, Stoner Broadcasting. And let's see, Bo Brady, KLO. Yeah, we want you to use an air name. What is it? Bo Brady. Okay. It's KLO. Who's this?
It's Larry Group.
How you doing, Larry?
I worked at Baldwin's next door to KLO.
Oh, you worked at Baldwin's?
Yeah, I was an electronic technician there, and I did the sound for the all the... we were just talking about it a while ago.
Oh, the high
Toys for Tots. Toys for Tots, yeah.
Toys for Tots.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to Norman White. I haven't heard from him in quite some time.
Oh, that's a good question. And Pete Boyce just stepped out of the room here. Let's see if he knows. Hang on just a second, okay?
Sure.
Right. Professional. Pete? Professional. Larry wants to know what happened to Norman White, do you?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. Okay, I keep getting that. Pete's 34th person we've asked, and can't find out.
Well, I enjoy going over talking with Norman occasionally. And
yeah. How old are you now?
I'm 49.
Oh, my goodness. I just turned 43, so yeah. Now, what are you doing nowadays?
I'm a broadcast engineer also.
Oh, you are?
Uh-huh.
Who do you work for?
WXVW.
XVW. Charlie. Charlie and the boys.
Right.
Yeah, and they just bought WAVG.
AVG. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that's great. You got some changes coming up over there.
Hopefully.
Probably when you have a sale, you have some changes coming up.
I do imagine.
That's great. Larry, good talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Bo.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Larry on the phone this afternoon, and we're just sitting around seeing what we can get into and talk to a few people.